It's 1223. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, right here on 720 WGN. Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management, and he stops by most Thursdays. Bill, nice to see you again.
Good to see you, sir.
So I want to talk a little bit about pensions and where we are in pensions, but I haven't talked too much about how you found your way here or what got you into the whole business to start with.
Well, it's kind of tied into pensions, Steve. When my father worked for the same company for 30-some years, and he retired and he had a pension, and 2 years after he retired, the company that he worked for declared bankruptcy. The first thing that happened was the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation came in. The second thing that happened is they cut my father's pension in half. Now, the company's still around today, but for the rest of my father's life and for the rest of my mother's life, they lived on half a pension instead of the whole thing.
How does that work? So, there's a federal guarantee, but then there's an agency that can review it.
The Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. They'll step in if a company can't make their obligations. But they take over the funds, and then they reduce the payments.
Right.
And Steve, this is what kind of drove me to get in the financial services industry. I thought it was horrible what happened to my father. We talk about this all the time. The thing that makes the world go round in retirement is income.
Right.
So we've dedicated our firm and our mission is to help people create their own pensions, if you will.
So that's an interesting point because back in the day, a worker was dependent on his place of employment for retirement.
That's correct.
Right? So by and large, you could count on a pension and getting one. Not always, as your father's. And now we're at the case where we've got to sort of do it ourselves.
Right.
Which is harder, maybe, but gives us a little more control.
Well, there's a couple things. If you've got a 401k plan, you can roll that money into an IRA and create your own pension. If you do have a pension, and I have people all the time say to me, Bill, I have the option of taking my pension or taking a lump sum. What would you recommend? Immediately, I talk about using a lump sum. Because with a lump sum, you can create your own pension, if you will, and you don't have to depend upon your former employer for the next 20, 25, 30 years to make good financial decisions. That's tough.
You know any numbers? I mean, how many people out there still have a pension, active employees?
Here in Chicago, quite a few.
Yeah, government mostly?
Right. Government, but you also have some old line manufacturers and unions and stuff, and they have them. I sat down with a gentleman a couple days ago that had, it's like an $800,000 lump sum that he could take or the pension. And we're swooping that out of there, creating it, putting it into an IRA, and creating dependable, sustainable income for this person, which is a pension, right? But the difference is, with a regular pension, when you're gone, there's nothing left. With this, they're going to have something to leave to their family.
Right. So
a big deal.
If you don't take the lump sum and you're done, the benefit ends.
Yeah, the benefit. Maybe your wife gets it, but when you and your wife are gone,
then it's over.
It's over.
And with the
but if you do it yourself, you can have an asset to leave on to your kids.
Let's talk, too, about 401ks, right? We talked about the fact that the president is considering requiring people to begin withdrawals. That currently is the case, right?
Well, everybody who has an IRA has to start taking money out of it when they're 70 and a half.
Okay.
It's called a required minimum distribution, whether you need the money or not. So you might not need to take money out, but you have to by law. And you pay tax on that. And if you don't take it out, there's a 50% penalty.
Okay.
If you're supposed to take $20,000 out and you don't, they're going to charge you $10,000 penalty.
And the government's requiring that you take it out because they're worried that you have food on the table or they want the tax revenue?
They want their pound of flesh.
Right.
Eventually. Well, what President Trump is talking about doing is moving that age back from 70 and a half to somewhere in the future.
Okay.
And maybe reducing the amount that you have to pull out. That would be a great help to somebody who's retired. And it would help them lower their taxes.
I was going to say, in a way, it's sort of a tax cut for the elderly.
Yes, it is.
And is it going to happen? Can he do it on his own? Or what's
He put it through an executive order last week. The talk is that within 6 months, we should see something happening.
All right. So if someone wants to help get their help with retirement, develop a retirement plan.
Right.
What is it that you do when they sit down with you?
Our big deal is we help people transition into retirement. You know, everybody's talking about how to grow your money. We help them transition to protect that money. And most importantly, to create dependable, sustainable income.
And I like that because that's the part we don't think about. We think about the saving from it. We think about the spending of it when we're retired, but we don't think about taking that bridge into the income.
Steve, you don't know how many people I have come in and they tell me, look, we built up this big pot. But we don't know what to do now.
Right, exactly.
What's next? And so we sit down and we put together a plan for them for how to do that. And that's a great lead-in for I know what you're going to talk about. For the next five couples who call in who have at least $500,000, we're going to create a complimentary full-blown retirement plan for them and cover all these areas. We're going to do it on a complimentary basis for the first five callers. I know you're going to give the number in a moment.
All right, thanks, Bill. We'll see you. Talk again soon.
Pleasure being here.